before you. It is an honor to stand before my brother, my pastor, and his wife, to minister before God himself. As I shared in times past, how should I put it? I know I stand up here by the grace of God. And everything I say, I thank you. It will be by the grace of God and by his word, even as we have prayed, yeah. Now, before we get started, I'd like my wife to come up and just share a little bit about the, if you can sit, please. Just share a little bit about what she experienced at the Marietta meetings.
I guess that this was my first, I guess, church conference that I went to in a, like, off-island kind of thing, besides Youth Alive back in the early 80s or late 80s. Yeah, Brenda remembered the Youth Alive. Well, anyway, this, when we went to Marietta, I mean, I was kind of excited because, you know, I've never been there. I've never been to the Dufresne Church. And as soon as we went, that first night that we went, I mean, the presence of God was so tangible, even from the door where they greeted you. You know, the love of God just was so overwhelming and stuff. But that night, the messages that came across the pulpit in those during the conference was being specific, a life of worship. I think it was Jesse Duplantis said, quit believing what you don't want. Which is, you know, when you go to the doctors, they tell you, you get diabetes. Why do you have to believe that you have diabetes? Believe the word that you don't, I mean, you know, you are healed from that and stuff. So quit believing what you don't want. You don't want the diabetes and stuff. And then there's write the vision, make it plain. If you don't have vision, people perish. You know, that was like so, what do you call it? That kept coming back to me, everything. Write the vision, make it plain. You know, we've heard it before. You know, we've heard all these messages during the 5 days, but it just became a reality or rhema or became real kind of stuff. We've heard it over this pulpit and all that kind of stuff. But it just confirms what we've been what is being taught here is being taught at the, you know, as our pastor said, that there are our, Nancy Dufresne is a spiritual mom, and that we kind of, like how Jaime mentioned earlier, remodel what is being spoken through that their ministry.
One team up on this one. I'd just like to reiterate on what Bernard shared about what Jesse Duplantis said. That's so powerful. We don't nurse your sorrows. Don't know how we are. We tend to speak what we don't want instead of speaking what we do want. And that's why it's so important what Pastor shared about being specific and speaking possibilities. A lot of times we as God's people, how Pastor shared about this Sunday, how Pastor talked about Charles Capps. And I like what Charles Capps also shared in one of his readings was, just imagine if everything that you said came to pass and you go, oh, that's just tickles me to death. You know, and that's how we are as human beings, yeah? We tend to speak the negative instead of speaking forth the word only. Amen?
Okay, your turn.
That's it.
You're doing so good.
Oh.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted.
Yeah, and then, so on that note, quit believing what you don't want is I wrote down on here, it was like, if you anticipate trouble, it will be double. Many wants us to anticipate trouble, and will many of us, never mind that part. I mean, like, even like during their praise and worship time, I mean, the presence of God was so evident and, I mean, so tangible that you just want to worship God and you don't want to stop worshiping and stuff. And even to the doing the prayer school with Pastor Noel and Pastor Ruby. I mean, what is taught in prayer school, it's the messages that are spoken in the main conference, the conference time and everything. And so it's like, wow. You know, so if you have an opportunity to go, I encourage everybody to go, you know, be a part of the conferences. There's one coming up in October. There's one in January that's already planned. I mean, you won't miss out. I mean, if you want to go, make it happen, you know, kind of stuff. I mean, it's your choice if you want to go. I mean, God will provide if you provide for ways for you to go. You know, set your faith out there to where you want to go, but yet you're in the back of my mind, okay, how am I going to make it? God will provide. If you continue to confess the word, God will provide. You know, he's my provider and stuff.
Amen. Thank you. I always used to tell this to my my son and daughter, Holly and Brandon. I used to tell them, invest in yourselves. Make yourself valuable. And we did that. We invested in ourselves when we went to Marietta. We invested. In actuality, I told Bernadette that we'll just go and be a Pastor Carol's armor bearer. And make sure that she gets to service and gets back, and we'll go to the services also. But God had other plans. Of course, Pastor Herman came too, and we had a great time in the presence of God. And the awesome thing about that too is that, wow, Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Savelle, wow, Bill Winston, especially Pastor Nancy, our spiritual mom. Just powerful, just powerful. And guess what? They didn't only speak the word, but they spoke their experiences of things they actually went through. And that just like, wow, these guys are talking heart to heart. They're not just, they're giving us the meat of the word. The word that we've heard is being explained to a greater extent to where we can actually like, wow. They're giving chunks and slabs of just prime rib is awesome, so powerful. Father, we do. We come before you. We bless your holy name, and we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We thank you for the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance. And we the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe? According to the working of your mighty power, Father, what you did, what you brought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. We thank you for that resurrecting power working in each and every one of us, lifing us, God. Showing us the reality of who we are as your sons and your daughters. Let us experience, Lord, even as we're starting to pray and trust and confess that we are a church on fire for you. We thank you, Father. We glorify you and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. what Berna shared was, I got here. If you anticipate trouble, it will double. Yeah. So in other words, if you're expecting it, guess what? That's faith, yeah? That's faith in the negative. Think about it. You know, when I go to the doctor, they always have this book, and it has, oh, you got hypertension, you got kidney disease, you got arthritis, you got gout, you got everything. I mean, and I'm like, no, I don't. I don't. But every time you go there, they make sure you know that this is what you have. And I said, no, that's not what I had. That is what I had. And that's what Jesse Duplantis was sharing. And it's so neat because he shared, he said, you know, the doctor's reading to him a report. So, did your mother or your father or anybody in your family have heart disease? Oh, yeah, my father and my brother died at a young age. And does so-and-so have this? Yes, they got that too. And just a whole bunch of things. And Jesse Duplantis said, yes, they do have it. And Jesse Duplantis finally got irritated with the doctor. He stood up. He said, doctor, you sit down. So the doctor sat down. And he told the doctor, do you have this? Do you have this? All the things that he was talking to the doctor. And the doctor said, yes. Oh, I mean, do you have somebody in your family that has that? And he said, yes. And the doctor said, yes, yeah. It's so funny. And guess what? The doctor said, after Jesse Duplantis told him all these things, the doctor was actually feeling lousy. Just imagine, that's what happens to you and I. You think about it. They're telling you all these things, yeah? Or comparing you, your genetics. This is what you inherited. But that's false. We didn't inherit that when we became sons of God. We're not under the curse of the law anymore. We've been redeemed. Amen? Yeah, that was so powerful. I started laughing. I said, I should do that to my doctor. No, sit down. I'm tired of you telling me what I don't have. I mean, it's so true, man. You know, you go to your dentist and then you got to sign this paper. High blood, all these things. You know how all those things that they say. Have you been had an operation? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have arthritis? All these things. Do you have hypertension? And it's like, I write down, no. Because I've been redeemed, you know. I'm not lying. I've been blood bought, man. Yeah. Jesus, he took that, yeah? He took it. We either believe the word or we don't. Amen. We either believe that what God said, his word will not return back to him void, but accomplish that what he will and shall prosper in the thing whereto it is sent, right? God is good, amen. And you know, Jesse Duplantis has such a sense of humor. Everybody just starts cracking up. It's so awesome. Jerry Savelle shared about his experience with when he had his heart attack. His stroke. Stroke is the arteries, yeah. Yeah, he had the stroke. And that was such a powerful. You could literally feel the presence of God when he started sharing his testimony and the victory that came out of it. The room was literally filled. If you could sense it, yeah, pastors. Just that healing power. If you had any heart problems, man, that word he shared just would have just cleansed, healed you. Just the power of God. We need to realize these men are our forefathers, yeah, our fathers, yeah, in the faith. They're well along in years. So the anointing is just, I mean, an anointing upon their lives is just, they don't have to lay hands on you. They can just speak the word. And if you receive it, it just instantly. And they didn't. There was no laying hands on, except on certain peoples that God laid upon Jesse Duplantis and Bill Winston. One of the things Jesse Duplantis shared that was so awesome is it's not about money. You know, when we tithe and we give offerings, it really isn't about the money. Because God doesn't need money. It's about obedience. Yeah? It's about obedience. I'm going to read this. I was led by the Lord to do this, so I'm going to read it. God said to tell prophetically Faith Family Maui. This was the Sunday morning, June 18th, 2023. Your greatest days starts today. Right now. Now faith is. Faith is right now. What would your greatest and best days look like for you specifically? Possibility thinking. Thinks like God thinks. All things are possible to them that believe. If you believe God and you believe He exists, then that's possibility thinking. Nothing is impossible with God. Possibility thinking knows there's no impossibilities, only possibilities, no limits, only unlimitations, no oppositions, only opportunities. No boundaries, only blessings. No restraints, only resolutions. I started writing what my greatest or my best days would be like. Write the vision, yeah? Bible says, make it plain, right? You got to write it down. I like dreaming. I like to dream about me being a master art in Kung Fu, or me being the greatest bodybuilder in the world. But guess what? That's not true. It's only a dream. Amen? Maybe it can come true if I started applying the principles, right? Applying, right? I mean, I was getting there when I was younger, but I'm not young anymore, so. But guess what? If I applied myself, if I believed in my dream and started doing it, it could have come to pass. Well, you and I have the opportunity. The greatest opportunity with God at our side. Well, you're going to have to do something, and I'm going to have to do something. We're going to have to write it. Write down what we desire. And after we write it down, we're going to have to cling to Mark 11:22. Say to it, not doubt. Amen? Because God wants to, yeah, Pastor. That's His heart's desire. I mean, you have children, right? If you had it, wouldn't you give them everything you, I mean, they asked for. I mean, that was good, right? Of course, as they are accountable and as they become responsible. Well, guess what? Do you know why we're not getting the things that we've been believing for? Because we are living with a real devil that's holding back everything. But the only way we can get through him is by believing and confessing and declaring the truth. Keep on speaking it, keep on speaking it, keep on trusting. Right? We gotta. That's the only way we're gonna break through. We gotta step from this realm into the next realm. We are created for that realm. We're supposed to be living in that realm, the spirit realm. I like what Bill Winston shared in one of his messages. He was talking about this certain pastor. He had an hour to preach, and there was this other pastor who was going to preach, and he said, oh, he was laughing to himself. He said, oh, I'm going to take his time too. He said, I'm going to take his time too, and he started laughing. So as he started to preach, he was preaching and preaching and preaching, and he was keeping track of the time. Then when he asked the person who was keeping track of the time, he said, how long have I been preaching? Oh, you have been preaching an hour plus another hour. You took the other pastor's time too. And he said, huh? I didn't mean to. And the other pastor said, I don't want to go up and minister right now, but I want to say this, that so-and-so, this pastor, believes exactly what he said. And that's how we're supposed to be. Whatever you and I say shall come to pass. That's why it's so important. I know I myself as a believer, I don't talk much because I don't want to release things that I don't want to release. You know what I mean? So we speak the word only, yeah? Stay on the word. Does that make sense? That was Bill Winston. Let's go back to this. There's nothing you cannot do, ask, or dream big enough that God cannot and will not do for you. Possibility thinking only believes and trusts that God can. When you specifically articulate what your greatest and best days will be like, write the vision down and make it plain. Then believe it. One of the, I don't know if it was a pastor, but he was believing God for a bike. And a month went by, maybe a couple months went by, and he didn't get his bike. Then he went back to God and said, God, how come I didn't get my bike yet? God said, was it? You didn't tell me what color it was. Yeah, he wasn't specific, right? He didn't ask what color he wanted. You know, sometimes, yeah, we do, you know. When you think about it, remember the girl that had the spirit of divination in the book of Acts, Paul, right? She was ministering, she was, oh, yay, amen, brother, yes, you know. You know, when Paul, them were ministering, they were saying, these are the men of God, these guys are, you know. But Paul was getting irritated because he knew that wasn't the right spirit, yeah. But there came a specific word to Paul. I pointed out what spirit she was of. Because it took many days, right? So Paul probably was praying, asking God, how do I deal with this? And finally, that day came when God said, "Spirit of divination." And Paul said, "You spirit of divination, come out." Boom, that thing left, that girl. Specific, yeah? Same like the spirit of legion, the legion, right? Jesus didn't know what spirit that was. But the Spirit of God revealed to him and said, "Yes, what's your name?" Legion. Specific name. It's important. In this day and hour, we tend to be general. I'm learning, just like you guys are. I'm writing down more, being more specific on what I desire from God for my life, for my wife, for my children. I was laughing because I was talking with Pastor, my brother, and we were talking about Holly, them coming back from Japan to America, wherever God, so I should say wherever God, but I should say wherever the Air Force would send him to, right? And I wasn't being specific. I just say, "God, bring him back to America." And then the word came, "Oh, we're going to Jersey." And I said, "Jersey? Oh, that's far. That's East Coast." And I said, "God, change my prayer. West Coast." I had to change that. I said, "Oh, that's far, God. Be on the West Coast." So I had to quickly be specific. Now I'm going to share this from my heart as before I end. These are the days where God's grace abounds, right? Far more greater than anything you and I can ever imagine. The reality is that the God of this world, in his perversion and in his evil, knowing that his end is near, is putting so much pressure on this world. And you and I, the believer, are the only answer this world has. We're the only answer. We're the only ones who can say, "Satan, you stop right there," and intercede on the person's behalf. We can cut that, stop it immediately, and give them the answer. Now it's up to them if they receive it. I've been having opportunities to share God with people at work, and it's been powerful. But it is the truth, yeah? Only you and I, we're the body of Christ, we're his hands, we're his arms, and we are the ones that God looks to. He looks and sees you and me and whoever we want to cross. The Holy Spirit says, minister, or say, we have to be, I have to be sharp. I have to be skilled to hear and hearken. Not be afraid. There is no fear. Perfect love. His love in us casts out all fear. let's just wait on God a little while, see. One of the prayers I like in this is, you know, let me pray that, in fact, our prayer confession. Father, you have a plan for every service. We pray that your perfect plan will be done in each service. What you want said will be said. What you want done will be done in each service. And we pray that you would be magnified and glorified in our services. Father, we declare that the spirit of excellence and increase is upon Faith Family Maui Church. The power of your blessing makes us rich and wealthy, having a full and abundant supply, lacking in no thing, and without no sorrow. We are blessed to be a blessing, that our needs are met, we're out of debt, and there's plenty more to put in store. That Pastor Herman and Carol will be blessed, our ministry and leadership team will be blessed. Our family, our church families will be blessed. And all who come and attend our services will be blessed. In Jesus' name.